lay down all the pain by the riverside. If you can't walk on your own, need to get a ride. Come around in the whack, you can get inside. Take a dip into the water and get purified. See me waist deep, get your hands high. Stars shining so bright in the night sky. Feel the energy awaken all the possibilities of whatever you imagine in the mind's eye. Hold on, don't get lost in the stream. I got a raft we can cross on the beam. All for the one and it's all for the team. Got a message from the heavens that was brought through a dream. This is God's rain, earth is a gift and it's worth much more than you see planting seeds in the dirt. My earth is a queen, may she be blessed with birth.
The song you are hearing is by a very special band called Gangsta Grass. That was the official music video, All for One. That's just the kind of music that we love to feature here on another episode of Drop the Mic with Lavonia Mallory. I've got one of the band members on the line with me. Ranch, are you there?
Hello. This is Ranch from Gangsta Grass coming at you.
All right.
Rocking this microphone and bouncing off the satellites.
So thank you so much for taking time for an interview.
Oh, my pleasure. We're so excited to be coming up.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've got 2 comp tickets, so I'm going to be sitting in the audience. And
oh,
listen,
excellent.
I love you guys' sound. So you know, I can't wait to be in the audience to hear you live. It's going to be exciting. So you guys are going to be performing Friday at Proctor's as part of the 8th Step Proctor's program. It's going to start at 7 o'clock at the GE Theater at 432 State Street, right in Schenectady. Hey, Ranch, listen, tell me about this band. This is amazing.
Well, what we do is we just make American music that's, coming from different traditions with common ancestors. And we've got bluegrass players like banjo and fiddle and guitar. We got hip-hop MCs, we've got some block rock and beats, and we bring it all together, and we find out just how much common ground it really has. When we start playing together, it really clicks and it works. And so we're bringing that around the country and playing live.
So when I was pulling up all of the images of your band, I mean, your band doesn't look like any band I've ever seen. I'm talking about diversity. You've cornered the market on diversity. I've just got to say it just from the image. Uh-huh. Super.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the other band members.
We got Dan Whitener on banjo, and he is just an amazing banjo player. Definitely the best hip-hop banjo player on the scene. And Brian Farrow on the fiddle. He's worked a lot with Don Fleming from the Carolina Chocolate Drops, played with the Hackensaw Boys, and is busting out some real good old-timey fiddle stuff for us. I'm playing guitar and running the beats. And then at the show, we got 2 MCs that come out on the road with us all the time. Our Son, the Voice of Reason, and Dolio the Flute. So they're going to be trading verses as well as freestyling.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about bringing a band like this together is the talent that we bring together from these 2 traditions that put a premium on being able to show up and do something live. There's a lot of spontaneity that goes on, a lot of improvisation. That's a strong element from hip-hop and bluegrass that we found can really tap into. So you're going to see an MC freestyle in a verse that's not the verse on the record. He might be busting rhymes about something that somebody in the crowd is wearing or something that happened that day. And we'll be watching him and following him. And he'll kick it over to the banjo player for the solo. And we'll kind of do things on the fly like that. So you're not going to hear it the way it is on the album. You're going to hear things being done live and spontaneous.
Well, the name of your band almost gives the music away. It's Gangsta Grass. But I want you, for my listeners, to really describe what is your music. Where does it fit? Or does it fit in any one genre?
It doesn't fit in any one genre. But, you know, a lot of musicians are like that. They don't necessarily just try to be, one particular stereotype. Music has always been about exchanging things and having influences from different places that you bring together. And we're just taking that pretty far in terms of being influenced by bluegrass and country music and being influenced by hip hop and seeing what happens when you play them together in the same band.
So what is your new project called, and when are you going to drop that project?
January 17th, we are releasing a mixtape in the tradition of hip hop mixtapes. Where we're putting some new spins on some classic hip-hop beats. So any hip-hop fans that have been around for a little while are going to recognize some of these songs and beats that we're referencing, and then taking in new directions by doing all the instrumentation with live instruments.
So when someone comes to your show, is it like foot stomping, you know, bluegrass music that, you know, you feel like you want to do a country jig to? And then what happens? You spin and you fall down on the ground and do a break dance? I mean, I don't even know what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, we leave, we do move around on stage, but in terms of break dancing and clogging and stuff, we leave that to the audience. But we definitely think of our shows more as parties than anything.
All right.
Where we're coming together just to get down and party together. And people are sometimes surprised at who else shows up at the show. And given our influences and the sounds that we tap into, we are bridging cultural divides that people really think are so deep. But sometimes that's an illusion. And we find that we're able to party to the same music. And then we start finding that we have a lot more in common.
So do you think that your style of music brings people together across cultural lines?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I'm saying, is that we are providing a link, and we are definitely on a mission to build bridges, because people think we're so divided in this country now. But a lot of that is just perception, I think. And when you get down to it, we get the privilege to travel around this country and play for all kinds of different Americans in different cities and towns, and see how much people not only like this music, but also, come and we talk to people and we hang out in the towns, and we see, you know, everybody's dealing with a lot of the same struggles and financial hardships and heartbreaks and things going on in their life. So we tap into that, and we find that people are coming to the shows and connecting on a deeper level that goes across these lines that we think are so separate.
So if my listeners want to get a copy of your albums, the albums that's going to come out, and your past work, mm-hmm. tell them the names of the albums and where they can get a copy if they want to, you know.
Well, if you go to gangstagrass.com, you can tap into anything. And anywhere that you like to get music, just search for Gangstagrass. And our stuff will come up with all the albums from that. Last year, we put out a live album called Pocket Full of Fire that spent about 20 weeks on the top of the bluegrass charts, top 10. So that was pretty fun. And there were four studio albums before that.
So, I mean, it sounds like you guys, in a short career, relatively speaking, have been very prolific in your generation and creation of music. That's a testament.
We have been prolific. We've been around for a while too, so it hasn't been so short of a time. We've been pioneering this since before a lot of things that have come up. We'll keep doing it into the future with some new releases coming out this year.
So how did you get hooked up with Eighth Step, and why did you decide to agree to do a program in the Capital District area?
It's just a chance to get into the area. We haven't really played there before, so we like to try to get to new places and meet new people. And when opportunities come up, it's always exciting. Definitely looking forward to getting to see what the Schenectady crowd is all about.
So my listeners, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to another episode of Drop the Mic with Lavonia Mallory. And I'm talking to a member of Gangstagrass. They're going to be performing this coming Friday at the Proctor's Theater in Schenectady at 432 State Street. That's going to be at 7 p.m. So be there. Don't miss it. So, Ranch, tell me, is there anything else you want to tell the listeners about your body of work, about your music, or about the band?
I just want to tell them to check it out. A lot of times when we try to describe what we're doing with words, and somebody imagines what they think bluegrass players and hip-hop MCs would do together, they imagine something bad, and they run in the other direction. And it's usually when people actually hear the music and they say, whoa, I really like this. A lot of times people come up to us at the shows and say, you know, I didn't think I liked hip hop, or I didn't think I liked bluegrass, but I really like what you guys are doing. So, I just want to tell everybody out there to check it out and see what you think of the way that we're bringing these things together, and to, open your minds and open your hearts to building these bridges with us and reaching across those divides and out of our bubbles and starting to party together and maybe start reconnecting with each other.
All right, Ranch, thank you so much for joining me on another episode of Drop the Mic, airing on WOOC. This is Livonia Mallory.
Excellent.